yard. It had a fireplace in it, and it was furnished, and everything just like we did in the house. And there they were. Well, you could get them for $6 a month. And the food and the living, the place. And all they had to do was to get the clothes, and most of those were given to them from other people.
Well, now, what did they use to sweep with?
They had brooms. They had, what did they have shucks for? Some people had shucks in their mattresses.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But we never did. And we had feather beds.
Oh. But yeah, I can remember. My grandmother had
one. I still have some of them.
Oh, I used to love them when I was a child. Well, what would, on Monday, what would they do to the clothes?
Well, they had a pot outside, and they washed and put them in the pot and let them boil and take them out, and they had a scrub, you know, brush thing, and that's the way they washed the clothes.
And
then they had the irons. They had the heat on the stove. They were just irons, iron irons, and there no electricity to them. You heat on the top of the stove, and that's the way we iron the clothes.
Well, now.
And this woman that we had hired always did all of the work.
Oh, she did. She did all of the washing, ironing, and everything.
Yeah, it was easier living than now. Now you can't get anybody, and if you do, they want a double price.
You said they had a porch. Now, to get from the ground up to the porch, you'd have to walk, come up the...
Just steps.
They had steps.
Some people would have rocks, but we had steps.
What would you call the part that covers the top of the house?
Roof.
And what, did they have the little things along the edge of the roof to carry the rain off?
Well, no, they didn't have the... gutters like they do now.
Oh, they didn't have...
No, it just rained off.
Just rained off.
Got on the ground.
Yeah. Well, you were telling me that you had a smokehouse and you had the outdoor toilet. What other little... And you had a barn, I think you said.
Yeah, we had a barn and horses and cows. And, and we had a place in this barn that was fixed to keep sweet potatoes. And you could put potatoes in there that last all the year, wouldn't rot. So that's what we did. We had every kind of convenience like that that you'd need. And then when my grandfather went to New Orleans, he brought back a pecan, and they planted it, and it grew, and it's down there yet. But it's... They've hit against it so much that I know it'll die because they've knocked all the bark off. And the first year that it had any on it at all was the year the house burned. Well, we never got a pecan. Never.
That's terrible. What about, where would they store corn in those days?
Corn.
Where would they store it?
Well, in the barn. You had to watch out for rats.
Oh, you did? Well, what about...
They had rat traps.
Oh, they had rat traps. What about grain? Where were they... Did they raise grain on the farm? Besides corn? Did they have wheat or oats?
No.
Well, now, if they had more hay than they could get in the barn, what would they have to do with